Road of Life. Brought to you by Dove. D-U-Z, Dove. The new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Dr. Brent, call surgery. Dr. Brent, call surgery. Dr. Brent, call surgery.
Mrs. Sebastian didn't.
She didn't.
But now she does use does.
Now she knows does, D-U-Z, does best. She's convinced this new kind of soap does everything in the wash. You know, Mrs. Sebastian used to scrub away at her husband's dirty overalls.
Oh, there must be an easier way.
She'd fuss over her towels.
They never turn out white enough for me.
And she'd worry over her pretty rayons.
I never know how those colors are going to look.
Then, one day, this lady who didn't became a lady who does. She heard a neighbor say, does is best. Does everything. For towels, it gives you unsurpassed whiteness. For cleaning work clothes, unbeaten suds. And for nice colors, greater safety. So now wash day is a does day for Mrs. Sebastian. Now she beams at those clean overalls.
Imagine, does did them without hard scrubbing.
Sure, no soap made gets tough dirt out easier. Then she points at her towel.
Look, I've never had a whiter wash.
Of course not. No soap anywhere washes whiter than does. And she looks at those rayon undies.
Does wonders for pretty colors. Leaves them brighter.
Sure, does is safer for colors. You see, does everything. It's been proved the best in actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps. Does beat them all with its terrific combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who does. You'll find does best. Does everything. And now we invite you to listen to Road of Life. Recess is over. Jim Brent, accused of a breach of medical ethics, is defending himself against the charges made by Grant Frazier. To show his side of the picture, Jim had Tom Parsons testify on his behalf. When Tom had finished, Frazier arose and convinced the staff members and board of trustees that because of the friendship between Jim and Parsons, the testimony was prejudiced. The testimony was stricken from the records. Dr. Frazier addresses the chair.
Mr. Chairman.
Dr. Frazier.
I ask that I be allowed to call Miss Genevieve Palmer as a witness.
Granted. Miss Genevieve Palmer.
Genevieve Palmer is a nurse at City Hospital, has been for years. Her face is grim and set. A narrow woman, Miss Palmer, stubborn and unbending in her views.
Won't you sit down, Miss Palmer?
Thank you.
And now, tell me, Miss Palmer, how long have you been connected with City Hospital?
I've been here for 28 years. I came here when Somerset Van Wyck was chairman of the Board of Trustees.
Really? What sort of work did you do then?
I was a nurse.
And today?
I'm in complete charge of all operating rooms.
I see. Now, Miss Palmer, during the morning on which the incident between Dr. Frazier and Dr. Brent occurred, what were you doing?
I was doing only what I should have been doing. I checked the operating rooms to see that they were properly prepared. I conferred with the head surgical nurse to find out if she had a sufficient staff. I directed the surgeons to the operating rooms to which they were assigned. I checked the patients as they came and went. I was
all... All right, Miss Palmer. Let's say you were busy. Do you think you could tell us what happened as you saw it?
I most certainly could. I was at my desk on that morning. At 6:35, Dr. Brent and an intern, Dr. Parsons, came to me and demanded an operating theater. I was forced to tell them that none were free. But he demanded to be given one.
I see.
Then he asked about the room which had been reserved for Dr. Frazier. I explained to him that Dr. Frazier was practically on his way upstairs to perform a serious operation. Obviously, that meant nothing to Dr. Brent. He seemed very agitated. He shouted at me, saying that he was going to take the operating room and rushed past my desk. I felt it was only my duty to follow him. By the time I caught up with him, he was scrubbing. I reminded him again that Dr. Fraser needed the operating theater he was preparing to use. Again, he ignored me. He was shouting orders to the nurses and interns at the top of his voice. As I say, he seemed agitated and terribly excited.
Anything else?
Well, half an hour later, a nurse came out and informed me that Dr. Fraser's patient needed him very badly. I felt it important enough to leave my desk and go to the operating room to tell Dr. Fraser. After I had done so, I lingered a moment outside the door, looking in through the glass. I saw Dr. Brent turn about and deliberately strike Dr. Fraser for no reason whatsoever. That is all, Mr. Clark.
Dr. Fraser, do you wish to question the witness?
No, thank you.
Dr. Brent?
If Miss Palmer doesn't mind, I would like to ask her one or two minor questions.
All right, Dr. Brent.
Thank you. Now, Miss Palmer, all I want to do is clarify a few additional points.
Go right ahead, Doctor.
You've been with the hospital for 28 years, correct?
I was under the impression I had said that already.
And your last general nursing assignment was when?
I believe the last case I was on was in 1930.
And since then, you've been in charge of the operating rooms, right?
Yes.
By and large, that's clerical work, isn't it?
Well, if you choose to call it that, I believe it's more properly known as executive work.
Have you ever attended a medical college, Miss Palmer?
I have not.
Is there a purpose in all this, Dr. Brand?
Yes, Mr. Clark, I merely want to point out that Miss Palmer's active nursing days were over some 15 years ago, and that she isn't a doctor. Now, in the testimony Miss Palmer just offered, she said that Dr. Fraser was on his way upstairs to perform a serious operation. Miss Palmer, I'm sure you're aware that a physician would call a case serious only if he'd examined the patient. Now, had you, an executive nurse, examined Dr. Fraser's patient?
Why, no. Perhaps I shouldn't have called it serious.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to hear you say. Now, another point, Miss Palmer. A moment ago, you mentioned that you felt it your duty to come in and speak with me while I was scrubbing. You said that you told me Dr. Fraser needed the operating room. That's very true.
Thank you, Dr. Brent.
You also said that I ignored you. Didn't I send you outside again?
You did.
And do you remember why? Do you remember what I sent you for?
You had me bring you the file on Dr. Fraser's patient.
And what did you do with that file? Did you hold it out for me to read while I was scrubbing?
Yes.
Do you remember hearing what I read?
You said...
It's not what I said. It's what I read from the case history you were holding. What was it, Miss Palmer?
The case was an appendectomy.
Chronic or acute?
Chronic.
Now, in your experience as a nurse, Miss Palmer, do surgeons feel it absolutely necessary, vitally necessary, to operate on a chronic appendix?
Well, I think that's...
Is it a matter of life or death?
No, sir.
Then Dr. Fraser could have held his patient until I had finished the accident case.
I suppose so.
Now, Miss Palmer, you said that while I was scrubbing, I was shouting orders at the top of my voice, that I was agitated and terribly excited. Now, had I shouted, Miss Palmer, I am reasonably sure that you, with your excellent memory, could recall what those shouts were.
Well, I honestly don't remember.
Oh, is it possible, Miss Palmer, that I didn't shout, that I wasn't agitated, that I wasn't excited?
I wouldn't know.
Now, just one more point and we're finished.
Oh.
You said that after you gave your message to Dr. Fraser, you lingered for a moment outside the door, looking in through the glass. And you said you saw me turn about and deliberately strike Dr. Fraser for no reason whatsoever. What sort of glass do we have in those doors, Miss Palmer? Thick or thin?
Fairly thick.
Did you hear what Dr. Fraser said to me, or what I said to Dr. Fraser?
I did not.
Then how could you have possibly known whether I had any reason to strike him or not? Miss Palmer, you didn't happen to smell Dr. Fraser's breath that morning, did you?
No.
Didn't you see him reeling? Didn't you see him staggering down the hall?
Well,
Isn't it a fact that every nurse and doctor knew that Frazier was drunk as he could be when he stumbled into that operating room?
Dr. Frazier drunk!
Mr.
Do you mean to say you've never seen him intoxicated?
No, I have never seen Dr. Frazier intoxicated. Dr. Frazier doesn't even drink.
How do you know?
Why, Dr. Frazier is one of my favorites. I'm absolutely positive that
Dr.
he never...
Dr. Frazier is one of your favorites. Thank you, Miss Palmer. I'm sure Dr. Frazier doesn't drink. I only wanted to establish something else. That's all.
Oh, well, God. Yes.
You may leave, Miss Palmer.
Gentlemen, what's fair for one is fair for the other. Dr. Frazier requested that the testimony of my witness, Dr. Parsons, be thrown out because of prejudice. I think that now it's only fair to ask...
Yes, Dr. Frazier?
I believe Dr. Brent's absolutely correct in his assumption that the witness is prejudiced. Unfortunately for me, I had no idea until this moment that Miss Palmer cherished such fond thoughts of me. This being the case, however, in the interest of fairness to satisfy Dr. Brent, I voluntarily withdraw Miss Palmer's testimony from the records. But that, Mr. Chairman, leaves these gentlemen without any accurate witnesses whatsoever. If Dr. Brent approves, I propose that a completely impartial person be called in to testify.
Fair enough. I'll go for that.
Thank you, Dr. Brent. Suppose, then, that the chair calls in someone who was present in the operating room. Oh, say, a surgical nurse. Do you remember who she was?
Well, it was Miss Lanier.
Very well. Mr. Chairman, for the good of both parties, I propose that you call as a witness to the meeting this Miss Lanier. That is, if she meets with Dr. Brent's approval.
Well, of course I approve. Get Ethel Lanier.
Although his plans were momentarily upset, Grant Frazier has been quick enough to pull the fat out of the flame. His old friend, his trusted ally, his surefire ace in the hole is Ethel Lanier. You know, it isn't often you find something that really goes all out for you. But does. Why, sure, haven't you heard this new kind of soap is best? It does everything in your wash? Well, does even more. It does everything in the dishpan, too.
What do you mean, everything in the dishpan?
Why, I mean does gives you all this. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done, fast action on grease, plus greater kindness to your hands. Now, how does that sound?
Not bad.
Not bad. Say, you ought to see Does go to work on your dishes. Why, this new kind of soap bounces into suds the instant water strikes it. Suds that really last, so you aren't forever adding soap. And you ought to see the way Does cuts grease. Say, there's no hard scouring, and that means full speed ahead on your frying pans.
Sounds pretty good.
Pretty good. Listen to me. Does is kinder to your hands, kinder than any other leading wash day soap. It leaves your hands beautifully soft and smooth.
Say, I go for that.
Hooray, I knew you would. You'll find does best. In the dishpan, too. Does everything. Be sure to listen tomorrow when D.U.Z. Does will again bring you another absorbing episode on Road of Life. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. At the dishpan, fight waste. Don't waste soap when you do your dishes. Soap contains materials needed to fight the enemy.